And now, you are listening to In the Fish Tank with DJ Fish.
What is up? It is DJ Fish, and I'm here with...
Pressbox Pierce.
And I'm going to be talking to him about his senior year so far. How do you like it so far?
It's okay. It's gone pretty slow so far, but really nothing to point out for it this year, so...
Okay. How are you liking your teachers so far?
I like all my teachers.
Really?
Except maybe like one or two, but... I mean, all kind of cool. Some of them are a little boring. Some of them a little bit too much energetic. But, I think they're pretty good.
My science teacher, she's out because, like, she broke her leg. So, she's out for 3 weeks right now. And we have a 21-year-old teacher who doesn't know what he's doing.
You should ask your teacher, not your 21-year-old teacher, but the other teacher, if it hurt when she broke her leg.
She said it did, because someone did ask her that.
Well, it'd just be funny just to ask.
Yeah. I think she's, like, in a wheelchair. Did it hurt when you broke your leg?
Oh, no.
No.
No, I'm
not
okay.
Not that bad.
I'm okay.
Yeah, so he doesn't know what he's doing, and all we did today was watch a movie. It was Big Mama's Father Like Son. That's what we watched today, and it was really boring.
I wish I had a teacher that would just play movies the whole time and pass us.
Yeah, I was like, can we, like, learn something?
Oh, you're one of those.
No, I'm not. I just don't want to watch that movie.
Who wants to learn when you don't have to?
I mean, we technically do, because she actually restarted everyone's grades. So now everyone is at an F with 0 points. And she's not, and he isn't giving us any work, so it's like, I can't make those points back.
Just have him be like, hey, have us do some notes so we can get stuff in the grade book. Like, graded notes. I know my teacher does that.
That's what we did that, like, yesterday, but she doesn't grade the notes. She's just like, take these notes, and then you'll have a test on it next week.
Oh, well, my
teacher... So she's that type of teacher.
My teacher's, they don't really have me take notes besides in one, but it's just all we do in there is notes. And then we have a test on it.
See, I know this is odd, but I like taking notes because I can just, like, put in earbuds and not listen.
Oh, I do that all the time.
Yeah.
I just have my AirPods in and just listen to music.
Well, I just, like, write down the word.
And then she lets us use the notes on tests, so.
Yeah, I like those type of teachers, but, like, I just don't like this, like, 21-year-old kid. He literally was throwing up gang signs yesterday. And I was like...
That's what's up. That's my kind of teacher. I need me a teacher like that.
How do you like the students in your class? Is there, like, any friends?
I know in my first period I got a friend, and then I have him in my fourth period as well. I'm not doing so good in those classes. Just because I have friends in it.
Yeah.
Like, all my other classes, I'm doing just fine, but... Those two, a little bit of a struggle.
In my English class, I have, like, everything done right now. But, like, he's like, you have to do this assignment to get, like, 5 points. And you'll get 5 points for this. And I'm like, I'm not doing that. If I have everything else done, why would I just want 5 more points?
5 points is 5 points.
If you do it, you do it. If you don't, you don't.
But it's my economics class that I have first period. And it's just, I'm always laughing in that class. I'm getting in trouble all the time. I'm like, ugh, I can't have friends in classes. Struggle.
I can't really do that either because then I'll, like, not focus when I need to. But my first period class is newspaper. And yesterday,
You have a newspaper class?
Yeah.
Is it just called newspaper?
It's not newspaper. It's, like, when you, like, choose what classes you want to take, it's called journalism. But it's technically newspaper. Because all the kids now that are in that class, they were like, I thought I was taking journalism. I didn't know I was doing newspaper. And I was like, yeah.
Do you actually write the newspapers?
Mm-hmm.
Can you put me in it just to do it?
I can't do that.
Just go like, just like type one sentence and it's just me. Just, we're like, Aiden Pierce is so cool. And then that's it.
Someone actually did that. They didn't do that, but like they put... In one of the stories that had nothing to do with it at all, it was like a feature story, and it said, "We stand the baby," and It was like years ago, like probably like a year or two ago. And just yesterday, my teacher, she comes over, she goes, "I did not notice this." And she was like, she pointed it out. She was like, "I hate you guys for this. Was this a senior prank?" And I was like,
"This was from like a year or two ago."
Yeah.
Definitely not us.
No. Yeah. But yesterday, we had to like stay to like produce the newspaper, I guess. And I only stayed till 4 because I had to like babysit a little infant child.
I mean, I don't have to babysit. Like, I have a niece,
mm-hmm.
and she just does her own thing. She's like almost 2, but she's pretty smart.
Yeah.
If she wants food, she'll be like, "E, I want food." She calls me E. I don't even have an E in my name.
E.
But like,
DJ E.
DJ E. But she just calls me Uncle E, and she'll be like, "Bite," for something to eat, and then she'll just walk over to the pantry door and like hit it. Like 5 times.
Yeah. It's my cousin's daughter, but she was like just born back in April. So it's like when him and his wife or girlfriend are at work, they have no one else to take care of her. So then they bring her over to my house and then I just take care of her until they're off work.
You get paid for it?
Nope.
I mean, I don't get paid for watching my niece, but I'm not the one watching her half the time.
It's
my mom.
The kid is adorable, so I don't care if I get paid or not.
I don't like kids enough at all.
I don't either, but it's like, if I know the person who's like that kid is, then I'm like, okay,
like I
pass.
Like, I know it's my niece, but I don't want to watch her. My niece is always just over doing her own thing. She like screams at me from like the bottom of the stairs. Like, I'll be in my room, and I can hear her yelling. She's like, "E!
E!"
It's so loud. Like, I could have my door shut and my headphones on. She's so loud.
Sometimes kids can be annoying, but it's like, sometimes they're cute, so I allow it. But it's like, if you're in a store, you just hear like a kid crying on the top of their lungs, then that is really annoying.
Like, yeah, I just want to walk over to the kid and just kick them. Like, shut up.
And then they're going to cry even louder.
And then I'm going to leave the store.
Kick them even harder.
Yeah. And then I'm going to have to leave the store because I kicked a little kid.
What did I do? That's not a crime.
I didn't do anything. This is what should have been done.
Yeah. Teach them how to parent.
Yeah, a lot of these people don't know how to parent.
I know.
It's very clear.
Yeah, so when I left the newspaper deal thing, I left at 4. And the last person to leave, which was one of the head editors.
Wait, do you have to stay after school for this?
Yeah, not every day. It's like 3 days per month you have to stay after.
Oh.
And it's not that bad. But the last person to leave left at 11:20.
At night?
Yeah.
Like he was a student?
Yeah. And he had to stay there and write the paper and fix anybody else's work that was messed up.
That's stupid.
I know.
I would never want to do journalism if I was a senior editor.
I wouldn't. He's not even a senior editor. He's a junior editor.
Still, I wouldn't want to do that if that was my workload. Doing it for free, too. On top of that, doing it for free. I don't want to do that stuff for free. Like, I do this for free because I enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
But stay until 11 o'clock?
I couldn't do that. That's why I left at 4. Because it gets boring after a while. Because, like, you'll get assigned something, and then you finish it, and then you're like, well, what else do I do? And you're like, oh, you got to look at these papers that we already put in the PDF. Because, like, we have to put it into a PDF, and then we download that PDF, and then print off the PDF, and everyone has to check it over again to see if they had any mistakes. And if they did, then we have to go back and edit again. And then we have to make the whole PDF thing again. And it's so annoying.
Wait, what do you guys even write about in there? Like, do you just write about school stuff? Or do you write about basically anything that goes on in Indiana?
So, the sports section, the news section, and the feature section are, like, all... It's mostly for the school, but there's, like, some things in feature and some things in news that can be, like, outside of school. But,
you know what I never understood is how people could write a whole newspaper every day when like we didn't have like phones or computers.
Yeah, they just
wrote one every day.
I don't know how they do that either, because we produce one a month, and there's only 12 pages. When it's like when you get that one, it's like 15 or 20.
I don't know. I guess when you're working big time, there's a lot of stuff to talk about.
Yeah. I write for the entertainment section, and that one is so much easier than like doing the sports and news.
Put me in the entertainment section.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what that is?
Put my name.
I have to like write about like movie shows and
yeah,
everything.
Yeah, just be like Aiden Pierce, the star of this hit movie.
Star of this show.
Wolf of Wall Street. he's the greatest, I guess. I don't know. Just put me in there. Just like throw my name in there.
Just like somehow put you in.
And then after I graduate and they see the paper.
Like, who did this?
Who came up with this? Let me speak to them.
Who is this kid?
They're going to find me.
Yeah.
They're going to like track my house down.
And then you're the Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah. I'm like, it was just a joke. I'm not the actual Wolf of Wall Street.
Like, sure.
They kick down my door like I have like 6 SWAT team members coming in. I'm like, it's just my name in a stupid paper.
It's not my fault. I'm not the one who wrote it.
I just politely asked.
And they did it.
But yeah, if that were to happen, it's on you.
You said I was going to do it.
Me.
Okay.
I said you're going to do it, so you're doing it.
Is there anything else you want to talk about?
I don't know. This is your interview, not mine.
I know. Anything that you want to talk about, just like say, I guess.
Vote for me, President 2024, Aiden Pierce.
Okay.
That's it.
Well, thank you for being on the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
Even though I was probably pretty boring.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know what to talk about.
Neither do I. That is it for today. I will see you next week.